Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a DJ intro from scratch, with proper jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. By the end of this session, you're going to have an intro that feels mix friendly, sounds authentic, and gives a DJ real room to beat match. We're not trying to slam everything in right away. The whole point is space, groove, and controlled energy. That's what makes a DJ intro useful, and that's what makes it feel classic. Think of this less like the start of a song and more like a mixing tool. In jungle and old school DNB, the intro has a job to do. It needs to be clear, rhythmic, and gradually pull the listener in without revealing the whole drop too early. If you get that balance right, your track becomes way more powerful in a set. Let's start with the project setup. Open a new set in Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere in the classic range. For jungle, somewhere around 162 to 168 BPM is a great starting point. If you want a slightly harder modern DNB feel, you can go a bit higher, but for this lesson, let's keep that old school energy in mind. Organize your tracks early. Create separate tracks for drums, breaks, sub, atmosphere, and stabs or FX. Also set up return tracks for reverb and delay. Staying organized now will make the whole intro easier to shape later. Now let's build the foundation. Because the first thing a DJ needs is a solid rhythm to lock onto. Start with a simple drum opening. Don't overcomplicate it. A kick on the first beat, snare on 2 and 4, and some light hats is enough to begin with. The idea is to create a clean, countable groove. In this style, a dry and simple drum intro is a good thing. It gives the mix room to breathe. On your drum group, use EQ8 to clean things up. You can gently high pass the very low sub rumble around 20 to 30 Hz, and if the mix feels muddy, make a small cut in the low mids around 200 to 350 Hz. Then add drum bus for a bit of grit and weight. Keep the drive subtle. You want character, not destruction. A glue compressor after that can help hold the drums together, but don't squash them too hard. Just a little gain reduction is enough. Now here comes the jungle part. Add a classic breakbeat layer. Think Amen, Think, or any chopped break that gives you that rolling, chopped up movement. If you're importing a break sample, make sure warp is on and line up the transients properly. If slicing feels too advanced right now, no problem. You can loop a clean one or two bar break and process it from there. A great beginner move is to start the break filtered. Use auto filter and keep the top end slightly closed, maybe somewhere in the 6 to 10 kHz range, then slowly open it as the intro moves forward. That creates motion without making the section too busy too early. A little saturator can help bring the break forward, and a touch of redux can add some old school grit if you want that rougher edge. Just remember, the goal is character, not overprocessing. Here's a good arrangement mindset for the first half of the intro. Let the drums speak first, then bring in the break quietly, then open it up. That simple progression already feels like a proper DJ entry point. Next, let's tease the bass. This is important. Don't rush the full bass line into the intro. That kills the mix-friendly feel. Create a sub bass on a MIDI track using Operator or Wavetable. A sine wave or triangle-based sub works perfectly. Keep it clean. Keep it simple. Long-held notes work well, and short notes can be used later to add tension. In the intro, the sub should be felt more than heard. It should support the energy, not dominate it. For processing, use EQ8 if you need to keep the sub focused, then add a little saturator to give it some harmonics so it translates better on smaller systems. Utility is really useful here too, because you want the low end to stay centered and mono. That's a huge part of getting a tight, club-ready mix. Now let's add atmosphere, because this is where the track starts to feel like a real jungle record instead of just a loop. Think about pads, vinyl crackle, rain, tunnel ambience, distant noise, eerie textures, all that good stuff. You want a sense of space and mystery. Use auto filter to keep the low end out of the atmosphere, then add reverb for depth and echo for a bit of movement. The key is to let the ambience open up gradually over 8 to 16 bars. That makes the intro feel like it's unfolding. A really useful teacher tip here, contrast matters. A dry drum intro feels practical and functional. A wetter section feels like the track is blooming open. That contrast is one of the easiest ways to make the intro feel more dramatic without adding too many parts. Now for the fun part, the stab, the hook fragment, or the little jungle surprise. You don't need a full melody here. In fact, it's better if you don't. A rave stab, a chopped vocal, a piano hit, a horn, or a Hoover-style accent can be enough. Use it sparingly. Let it pop in and out so it feels special. You can shape this with sampler or simpler. Then use auto filter to make it start dull and open up over time. Add a bit of saturator for edge, reverb for space, and delay if you want echoes trailing off behind it. One of the most effective tricks in this style is to automate the filter so the stab feels like it's waking up as the intro goes on. Now let's think in phrases. A strong DJ intro usually works in 8, 16, or 32 bar sections. That gives the DJ a clear sense of where they are in the track. If you can count the changes and say, okay, something new happens at bar 9, then again at 17, then again at 25, you're on the right track. Here's a simple 32 bar structure you can follow. For bars 1 to 8, keep it minimal, just drums. Clean, obvious, and easy to mix into. For bars 9 to 16, bring in the filtered break and maybe a little atmosphere. Now the groove starts to breathe. For bars 17 to 24, tease the sub and maybe drop in a stab or vocal fragment once or twice. Open the filter a bit more. For bars 25 to 32, bring the energy up. Let the break feel more open, the atmosphere wider, and maybe use a small riser or snare build to lead into the drop. That stepped energy approach is really important. Instead of constantly piling on more and more, make deliberate jumps in energy. It feels much more like classic jungle and DNB arrangement. A few common mistakes to avoid while you build this. Don't bring the bass in too early. If the intro is already huge, the drop loses impact. Don't make the section too busy. Too many fills, stabs, and effects can make the groove feel chaotic and hard to mix. Don't overprocess the break. The shuffle and movement are part of the magic, so preserve that character. And definitely keep the low end under control at the start. The DJ needs room to blend your track with the one that's already playing. Also, keep your stereo effects in check. The sub should stay mono, or at least very narrow. That keeps the intro cleaner and makes it translate better in clubs. If you want the intro to feel darker and heavier, there are some great variations you can try. One option is a ghost break intro, where you heavily high-pass the break and keep it tucked under the drums. That gives motion in the background without taking over. Another option is a call-and-response structure, where one bar is drums, the next is a break accent, then a stab, then space. That can make the intro feel really musical without losing the DJ tool vibe. You can also create a fake-out build. Make it seem like the drop is about to hit early, then pull it back and continue the real build later. That's a fun move if you want a little surprise in the arrangement. For heavier modern touch, you can even hint at a halftime feel with sparse sub notes and roomy percussion before snapping back into the full drum and bass groove. As a final practical exercise, try building a 16-bar jungle DJ intro. For bars 1 to 4, use kick and snare only. For bars 5 to 8, add a filtered break. For bars 9 to 12, bring in atmosphere and a subtle sub note. For bars 13 to 16, add a stab or vocal chop, open the filter, and prepare the drop. Keep it simple. Use at least a few stock Ableton devices. Automate at least two parameters. And make sure the result could realistically mix into another DNB track. If you want to push yourself, make two versions. One version can be clean and vinyl-like, with a more classic DJ tool feel. The other can be darker and heavier, with more atmosphere and tension. Compare them and listen for which one feels easier to mix, and which one feels more memorable. So to recap, the recipe is simple but powerful. Start with beat-match-friendly drums. Bring in the break gradually, tease the sub instead of dropping it straight away. Add atmosphere and stabs for character, and use automation to shape the energy across clear phrases. If you do that, your intro won't just sound good on its own. It'll mix like a dream, and it'll have that authentic jungle and old-school DNB energy that really makes a set come alive. Let's get into Ableton and build it.